And Eric, if you would, for the many new people who've come to Coast to Coast who may not be familiar with Zachariah Sitchin, would you basically give us a capsule of his theories based on his interpretation of those Sumerian texts?
Yeah, actually, it's very simple. When people look at the ancient tablets, and we're talking about tablets that were chiseled or carved in clay or in stone thousands of years ago, mostly between 2000 and 4000 BC, they tell a very complete and a very detailed story. And these stories can be interpreted as stories of fictitious gods or fantasy, or they can be interpreted as real history. Part of what Jason and I both do is when we're looking at either evidence of ancient technology or artifacts, we want to corroborate something that the text describes, that the story describes. Let's say it says the god flew around in a divine boat or a shield of fire, something like this. Well, did they also leave behind a visual record? So when Zechariah started to look at all these ancient tablets, and he found not just the textual stories, but the visual record in depictions or carvings or little artifacts that you can hold with your hand, he found that there was advanced knowledge in there. So the story that was told must have been more reality than fantasy. And who are we to say that they were not recording their history accurately?
Did he ever express to you, Eric, how astounded he was to uncover some of this and interpret it the way he has?
He has. He once found the little rocket ship, which is described on our website on a certain article, which I will get the title of. By the way, the website is www.sitchin.com.
S-I-T-C-H-I-N.
Yeah, correct.
So many people call him Stitchin.
Right. It happens. But he found this little artifact of a rocket ship in a museum, in the drawer of the museum curator. And he heard about the piece. And the piece, because this museum never had seen anything like that, and of course rocket ships could not have existed thousands of years ago, they thought that it was a fake, well, a fake that was dug up 15 feet, under the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
So Zechariah was convincing enough to tell the curator that there's other artifacts like this around the world, and that's how he convinced them to display it, although they probably display it more like as a oddity and not necessarily as an official rocket ship from thousands of years ago. But Zechariah was able to show this curator that there were pieces in Central and South America which matched in the motif, in the style, in the design, what they found in Turkey. In this case, Little Rocket Ship was in Turkey.
That's incredible.
And that's, this is a worldwide study. You have to go everywhere to connect the dots. If we're talking about a true story of a civilization in the ancient past that was able to fly around, then they were a global civilization. They weren't just stuck in Sumeria or Mesopotamia. They were absolutely all over.
Well, what's fascinating to me, Eric and Jason, is when you look at the text, when they talk about the collision with planet Earth of another body, astronomers are saying now that the moon was carved out of the planet after a collision with another major body. I mean, it's uncanny that a civilization of thousands and thousands of years ago would even have anything that would be remotely close to what astronomers are reporting on now.
That's true. But remember, they did not create those theories themselves. They simply wrote down what they were told
right.
by those Anunnaki who were their gods. And Anunnaki just means those who from heaven to earth came.
Who may have been astrological or astronomical witnesses to these events.
That's possible, but some of these things, like the formation of our solar system, goes back billions of years.
Right.
So they may not have witnessed it, but they may have had a keen idea from their viewpoint of what happened. And, the theory used to be that the moon came from actually a piece of Earth. Now, like you said, it's from this other body. But what is this other body?
And where did it go?
Exactly. Well, Zechariah has said that based on the Enuma Elish, the epic of creation in the Sumerian story, it describes what happened to that body, and that body it was caught by our sun's gravity and is continually repeating, going around our sun, with an average orbit of 3,600 years, not a definite orbit every time, but an average.
Do you think this planet, this other planet, is still inhabited?
Well, there is several possibilities. Everyone has commented to me, and I've received a lot of emails. First of all, this planet would be very cold in the above ground. If they existed at all and survived, they would have to live below ground near natural heat sources, and they would have to be very good at trapping their energy into their atmosphere.
Yes.
And that's kind of the theory of why Zechariah thinks they came, which was to
harness the
mine
gold,
yeah. Use it as a dust form in their atmosphere, and spread it to retain heat.
All right, Jason, you have done some work about ancients and their knowledge of flight. Let's concentrate on this for a while.
Sure.
I find this to be absolutely fascinating.
Well, yeah, it's an awesome topic, and Eric kind of segued in there, too, with the rocket ship. As an example, you know, I would lead in on saying that archaeologists today, when they find artifacts like an ancient rocket ship or some type of artifact in a Sumerian culture that shows the distance between the planets or is showing an Anunnaki with wings, they threw all of this into what they would call a myth pile, or just basically disregarded as saying this is mythology, information coming from a culture that is their mythology. If it's some little guy in a cloud or in a craft in the sky, since they obviously didn't have that technology, what they assume is that this is their myth. As a great example, though, we can see even in modern times how ancient people would have viewed technology, where right after World War II, when the U.S. flew to remote parts of like southern Africa, mm-hmm. and found tribes that had never been exposed to the white man or to technology, white man flies out over, in a biplane, lands, gets out of the plane and has voice recorders and lighters. To the tribes in Africa, these are gods. They didn't understand. So the white man leaves, and they make straw models of the biplane.
Right, what they saw, exactly.
Correct, and they start worshiping this model plane, scraping away the runways, and hoping that this what they perceived to be gods would come back. But it turns out all over in various cultures, they've left us this type of information, and it really has gotten very specific with special artifacts and explanations for what they were seeing at that time. I mean, if you're an ancient person living in a clay hut and using stone tools, you're not going to be able to understand or explain to someone an anti-gravity aircraft or a space shuttle or even a biplane for that matter.
Have you ever seen that tablet from Abydos in Egypt?
Yes.
Unbelievable. Now, how do you explain that?
You know, I've seen that, and I've tried to get other people to give me a comment on that. And what people, if they see an airplane or a helicopter or something that looks like the Millennium Falcon, they don't have a blinder on. But sometimes a person cannot see that because that would destroy their whole whole life view.
I mean, I see a helicopter. I see a submarine on that tablet.
I see it too.
Yeah.
For a while, too, people were actually, when those images first surfaced on the internet, people actually were picking them apart and saying, well, this is Photoshop fakery. These aren't actual hieroglyphs. This can't be possible. But, in fact, they are there. And in other parts, in Egypt, for instance, there was in a tomb in Saqqara, they found, I believe it was in the early 1900s or late 1800s, they found what was at the time dated to be a wooden bird model. And they stored it in the basement of the Cairo Museum. It was then rediscovered by a Dr. Messiah who studied models by ancients and said, well, look, to me, this looks just like a modern-day airplane. And various other artifacts, yeah. From other cultures, like Eric mentioned earlier, in South America we have other airplane models that literally look just like a biplane. Now, on display, they're considered to be insect models. Yet anyone that would look at this from the standpoint of what we're showing, various samples from other cultures, a combined realization of some type of knowledge for the power of flight.